No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bears, Vikings, week one, Monday Night Football. Who do I have winning this week one matchup? Let's talk about it right now.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. Make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment, share this fellow YouTube channel with all your Bears fans, every single one of them. We got to build up this channel. 2025 NFL season's here. The Bears are about to play a football game in just a couple of days. All right, everybody, I'm really excited about this one. First actual preview show for me here, and I'm changing things up a little bit. A little darker vibe. Let me know if you like this look. If not, I literally have the light right in front of me, but I thought it just kind of, I don't know, sets the mood, sets the tone. I don't know what I'm trying to set here, but thought it looked cool when I didn't turn on that light, so I'm just rolling with it right now. For all of my audio listeners, can't forget about you. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, so if you're not catching the show live on YouTube, you can always catch it later on in a podcast form, which I've been doing a lot more lately with more podcasts. So completely understand that, but appreciate everybody there as well. But we're going to talk about this matchup, talk about some of the things that concern me with this game, looking at that Vikings defense, Justin Jefferson, maybe playing a Bears defense that has a limited Jalen Johnson or without a TJ Edwards. We're going to go through all those concerns. Also, I'm going to show you some all 22 of how I think the Bears can even have success looking back to last season of what the Bears did against the Minnesota Vikings in their matchup in week 12 at Soldier Field against the Vikings. And then, of course, we're going to end the show with predictions. Who do I have winning this game? How do I see it playing out? And then just some Bears predictions for the 2025 NFL season. So if you guys are ready, let's get on to it. Let's talk about this game. I feel like the more I talk about it, the more excited I get, which is weird because at this point, I usually just want the game to happen. And I do. Believe me, I do. But I do just want to, I still want to continue talking about it. And Blue Dragon Goonies, you have a good point. Injury report, we will. That's going to be a big one. Obviously, there's going to be another one too on Saturday as well. But yeah, these injury reports have been, like Thursday's was a non-practice, more of a kind of this is what might have happened if the Bears would have practiced, and no TJ Edwards, no Roschon Johnson, limited was Jalen Johnson. So we'll get an indication of how those guys are trending after the injury report comes out. But this prediction, honestly, is still going to be made without knowing the official status of those guys at this point. But let's talk about the first part of the show here. And I don't know, I'm usually a guy, I want to hear like the bad news first and then you end with the positives, right? I don't know if you guys are the same way, but that's just how I like to roll. So let's start now, and hopefully I have this all, here we go. Got it all perfectly lined up. My biggest concerns for this game. And honestly, if you're in the chat right now, what concerns you about this Bears-Vikings matchup? Be honest, I get it. Bears fans are going to be optimistic. I've seen, you know, even in the show that I did with Alec Lewis, I'm like seeing some, you know, DMs and comments like the Bears are going to dominate. That's great. I just feel like it's going to be a lot closer. Just looking at DraftKings, the line that they have for the game is 43.5, and the Vikings are favored at minus 122, and the Bears are plus 102, plus money on the Bears. So we just got to, I'm just going to be realistic with you when I'm thinking about this matchup, how it can play out, and what ultimately the decision will be when I get to that point. But number one concern for me, let's just look at Brian Flores' defense versus the Bears' offense. I just look at the two guys they added on the interior, Javon Hargrave, Jonathan Allen, also added with Jonathan Grenard and Andrew Van Ginkle. Guys, that is a fearsome foursome. There we go. Play on words. But that's a front four that you don't want to mess with. And Dallas Turner, the, you know, a former first-round draft pick, also added in that mix. That's a group that can cause damage, that can get to the quarterback, that last season, 49 sacks. Obviously without Hargrave and Jonathan Allen, but 49 sacks. That was tied for the fourth most, and that was the most for the Vikings since 2021. So when I'm thinking about what can get this game off the rails quickly, it's those four guys right there and how Brian Flores deploys them. When I was watching more and more film of just this Vikings defense, Andrew Van Ginkle is everywhere, literally everywhere, you guys, dropping back in coverage, setting guys up on T&E twists. Like, it's just, it's incredible how valuable that guy is to the Vikings defense. And if you want to hear more about it, I had Alec Lewis, who covers the Vikings for The Athletic, jump on this show yesterday, and he gave great insight. So once this show is done, go listen to that as well if you want more in-depth coverage on the Minnesota Vikings. But Van Ginkle is a problem. Jonathan Grenard is a problem. I remember interviewing that guy at the NFL scouting combine, wanting the Bears to go get him, and he has just wreaked havoc. Actually, Alec Lewis, who I just mentioned, who covers the Vikings for The Athletic, he said if he was actually tracking sacks in training camp, easily would have had 20, 30 plus. That is an insane number. And is that also a direct reflection on the Vikings offensive line, or is that just Jonathan Grenard just going nuts? It could be a little bit of both. So I'm really going to be keying in on, one, how Brian Flores deploys this pressure. Because a lot of times you'll see six guys on the line of scrimmage. And if you're a quarterback, you're an offensive coordinator, you're an offense, you're wondering who is actually applying pressure. Are they all applying pressure? Is someone who's dropping back in coverage? There are going to be key indicators, and I'm sure Ben Johnson is going to, someone who's had a lot of success against Brian Flores in the last four matches, putting up 30 plus points with the Detroit Lions, has found ways to mitigate that pressure, but it's still tough to deal with. So that concerns me when I'm looking at Brian Flores' defense. And, you know, I know the Bears obviously revamped the interior of the offensive line with Joe Tooney at left guard, Drew Dahlman at center, Jonah Jackson at right guard. But you just need to see how all those guys actually work together with some complex fronts they're going to look at, different blitzes, all these different looks. Like, it's, those are all three upgraded players, but how do they play as a unit? That's something I'm also going to be interested to see, because not at one point throughout the preseason did we see all five of those, the five of the starting offensive linemen out there. Joe Tooney hasn't played a snap in preseason. You know, Braxton Jones and Theo Benedict were, you know, getting some reps. Well, Braxton Jones got all the reps with the first team, but you still didn't get the full lineup. So it is something that we need to wait and see, and we're going to see it for the first time on Monday Night Football. And actually, the Vikings are dealing with a very similar situation too, getting three new interior offensive linemen. So it goes both ways here. But I'm just, on the Bears' end, looking at it that way, with a very complex defense. A defense that is different, will adapt, and no doubt will adapt for this game for Ben Johnson, you know, a fifth time with Flores and Johnson. And Johnson's got the best of those matchups, no doubt about it. I mean, they've hung 30 points on Brian Flores' defense the last four times. The Lions have won the last four times. But it's a new unit. It's Chicago. It's Caleb Williams. Let's see if they can replicate that success. But pressure is going to be the number one concern that I'm looking at. And actually, Brian 74, I'm glad that you put this in here. Because when I'm looking at the Bears' defense, I am concerned about, can they stop the run? And what leads me to say that is because even when you look at that last matchup at Soldier Field, and I have the stats up here, like there were some big runs that happened. Again, different defense. That's Eberflus. But still, Aaron Jones, 22 carries, 106 yards, had broke off some big runs as well. How can this Bears defense limit those explosive plays? Because I can guarantee you, with J.J. McCarthy starting, first ever career start in the regular season, you know they're going to want to run the ball. You know that. So that's something that I'm going to be keeping an eye on. And how much more difficult does stopping the run happen if you don't have TJ Edwards? And guys, like, that's my biggest concern going into this game defensively. And I get it, Jalen Johnson still working his way back. You know, if I had to guess, I would say he does play. But what's the reps going to look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just probably isn't going to be a game where he plays all 50, 60 snaps, whatever it ends up being. And, you know, Jordan Mason, it was another addition that they added to that room in the running backs. And I'm pretty sure if I could go back and, like, quickly get his stats from even 2025 or 2024, let's see, I'm pulling it up right now. He did a number on the Bears. Again, that was with the 49ers. Let's see. Or maybe it wasn't him. Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else, but maybe not. I apologize. But still, I think what he's going to add is also pass protection, something that you know, Alec Lucen was talking about when he joined my show. So the rushing attack can make life easier for a young quarterback. And I think the Bears need to do, to the best of their abilities, one, staying disciplined in their gaps, not overplaying certain, you know, certain runs, can't overrun your gaps. And that becomes a little bit more difficult if TJ Edwards isn't there. So I am concerned about that as well. And then, I mean, this one should be obvious, but if Jalen Johnson doesn't play, you have Justin Jefferson. Addison's not going to be there. Thank goodness. Right. Because he torched the Bears last season. When Justin Jefferson wasn't doing Justin Jefferson things, Addison was one of their main targets. And especially that game at Soldier Field. Looking back at that one, Jordan Addison, 8 receptions, 162 yards, a touchdown. You can't let that be. Well, obviously that's not going to be there. That production's not going to be there. But now does Justin Jefferson just take the place of that? And it becomes easier for Justin Jefferson to be one of the best receivers in football when one of the best cornerbacks in football may not be there every single snap. And we don't know if that's going to be the case, but it's still with Jalen Johnson, a guy that needs to ramp up, hasn't been in pads up until this point, this week, game week. Yeah, that I'm not going to lie, that concerns me. That does concern me. So we just got to see how that all plays out on Monday Night Football. And if it's Nashawn Wright getting some playing time, he can't have a game like he did against the first teamers of Kansas City, right? Where it showed in that game why he had been primarily a backup throughout his career. Can't have that. Cannot have that. But those are legitimate concerns with this game. And if either one of those three that I kind of mentioned there, with one, the pass rush, the Bears' inability to stop the run, or covering Justin Jefferson, really come to fruition on Monday night, obviously it makes the Bears' job a lot tougher to win this game and start off the season with a victory in week one. I mean, it makes sense. I like Blue Dragon Goonies. I love the name. But Big Bill being back helps a lot. Absolutely, it does, especially on those inside runs. That's definitely going to help. It's going to help having Grady Jarrett there. You know, we haven't seen him in the preseason as well. So seeing him, what he can add to this Bears defensive line. We need to see what Dio Odengbo, Montez Sweat look like as a tandem. The pass rush in that week three game, preseason game against the Chiefs, it didn't look great, right? But it's preseason. It's very vanilla looks from Dennis Allen. So very similar to how Brian Flores is going to present some problems for Caleb Williams. Dude, Dennis Allen's going to do the exact same thing for J.J. McCarthy, making his first ever career start as a starting quarterback in the regular season. Like, that's no gimme. And I get it that J.J. has played in some big games in college, won a national championship. But, man, college ain't the pros. And this is going to – I think this defense will test them. And I'm sure Dennis Allen has some things that he wants to utilize against J.J. McCarthy. All right, guys, we're about 15 minutes in. We're going to get into kind of the next portion of the show. We're going to really talk about, where the Bears can have success. And I'm going to show you some film here, too. But before we get there, we have to go and take a quick little break here. And so let me just get everything set up. Got it set up. And I have to first, one, thank all my friends at Windy City Sports Cards. They specialize in buying and selling all things related to Chicago sports. Whether you're a diehard fan of the Bears, Bulls, Cubs, White Sox, or Blackhawks, man, they've got you covered with an extensive selection of sports memorabilia and collectibles. In addition to those Chicago-focused items, everybody, they also offer a vast collection of sports trading cards and memorabilia from your favorite teams and players. Visit their online store to find exactly what you're looking for to complete your collection or to discover a new favorite. You can check them out at 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. That's 312-WindyCitySportsCards.com. And everybody needs to check out Triumph Drinks. Like Ben Johnson's going to make it happen this season, you guys made this happen. Triumph Drinks is back for month two because of your support. And to celebrate, they gave us an even better deal, guys. To show you guys some love for supporting the show, when you use the code NICK, N-I-C-K, guess what? You get 25% off your order. Triumph is clean. It tastes amazing. No sugar, no artificial ingredients. So thank you guys for making this possible. Now enjoy 25% off with the code NICK, N-I-C-K. All right, guys, it's the Nicholas Moriano Show. I'm your host, Nicholas Moriano. Thank you for tuning into this Bears-Vikings preview. Let's talk about it. It's time. Let's get into some optimism, right? Like I was saying earlier, I like to start with the bad news. Not even bad news, just legitimate concerns about this game. And let's talk about how the Bears can find some success here. And we're going to get the quick graphic up here. This should be the one if I did it right. How the Bears can create success. Look at that. Things are working here. Now, there's a bunch of ways, honestly. And actually, what I'm going to first start with is going back 2024. And even what the game plan showed at times against the Minnesota Vikings in 2024. So let's do this. Let's show some All-22. Everybody else and their grandmother's doing it. Why can't I? Let's share the screen. See if I can get this right. So you guys should be seeing All 22 film. Let me know if you see that. Hopefully you do in the comments here below. But what you're seeing is obviously the Bears and Vikings. This is from last season. And we're just going to let it play out and I can talk through this play. But what you're seeing right now, I'm going to pause it right here. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys in the line of scrimmage. Van Ginkle on the edge. You have Jonathan Grenard over here. And this is just a simple way of how you can mitigate an aggressive defense that may or may not be blitzing. And the Bears did this last year. And I fully expect to see plays like this on Monday night. But we're going to let it play out here. Caleb Williams, and sorry, quick note. Right over here, DJ Moore in the backfield. And look where he actually lines up as a running back. We've heard a lot more, seen a lot more of DJ doing this just at practice throughout training camp. It's already happened. So DJ Moore in the backfield gets a little bit of a motion here. Bam, goes off to that left flat. And look at that. Blocks. 1, 2, 3. Grenard is there at the edge. But you can't get DJ Moore from behind. Not until after he gains some positive yards. And so what you're going to get is a near touchdown on this. And the Bears actually come back to a similar play concept later in the game. All right? So you get the motion from DJ. Quick pass. DJ Moore is working his way upfield. Grenard ends up helping make the tackle, but after, I think this is a 10-yard gain. This was two plays after the big play to DeAndre Swift down the right sideline. So you see this happening right there. Positive play. Now let's go to the next one. This is later on in the game. Similar in terms of the play type, a screen to DJ Moore, which he's down here, if you could see that on your screen. You have, I believe that's Rome in front of him. But you see Caleb obviously working at the line of scrimmage, and he's seeing a very similar type of look. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys on the line of scrimmage. Van Ginkle, Grenard. Grenard knows what's about to happen. But if you guys remember, can't get there. Grenard recognizes screen. Braxton Jones does an amazing job getting outside. Rome blocks his guy. Touchdown, Bears. But watch Grenard over here. Even though he knows what is coming, a screen pass to DJ Moore, left side. Just sometimes a positioning, alignment. He's got a good ways away from Braxton Jones here. And he does see that it's a screen. I'm going to try to pause it as soon as he recognizes this. Yeah, he didn't get it quite there, but he tries to put his hand out. Doesn't quite get there. Ball still ends up in DJ Moore's hands. Good blocks by Rome and Braxton. Yards after the catch, touchdown Bears. And I fully expect to see that.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In this game against the Minnesota Vikings. Because what Ben Johnson said when he got to Chicago, this is not going to be a copy and paste Lions offense to Chicago. You have to adapt to the personnel that he currently has. This is who he currently has in Chicago. There are going to be plays like this in this game where you utilize the screen to attack a defense that's going to throw six, seven guys at the line of scrimmage. Maybe they're not all blitzing, but because they are that close, get the ball out quick. It worked last time. I fully expect to see that in this game at times throughout just the night. But also something else and that I want to give a shout out to Pete Bursich, who provides great Vikings coverage, also has a YouTube channel called Eye in the Sky. Please go check that out. He also joined Alec Lewis, who covers the Vikings for The Athletic, on their recent podcast. But he noticed something just formation wise with Ben Johnson's offenses against Brian Flores, condensed splits. And what condensed splits do, it widens out the defensive end. That also creates advantageous type of rushing lanes and angles for, obviously, Ben Johnson's team and the Bears. What that can potentially do. So expect to see condensed formations, widening out Van Ginkle, widening out Jonathan Grenard, and then see how the rushing attack can have success. I fully expect to see that as well. Just those utilization of tight formations, tight splits to widen out some of those edge rushers. And that's why Ben Johnson's been so critical of these players on just having the right splits. That's why he's yelling at guys. You weren't 3 yards off, you were 2 yards in. You have to be precise because those angles, those lanes get created by design. And so when we're seeing two tight end formations, guys even lined up in I formation, tight end in the backfield, it's all for a reason. It's not just because Ben Johnson wants to go out and do this for no reason. There's obviously a purpose to it. And there was a lot of times the Lions offense, when Ben Johnson was there calling the plays, had a bunch of success against a Brian Flores defense was because of condensed formations, getting those advantageous kind of angles blocks. You can do that, man. You can really, really have success against this defense. And I'm going to try to look up something really quickly on the fly to see if I can get the stat I want here. But one of the guys that kept on getting highlighted, let's see, that's not the player I want, that kept on getting highlighted, okay, here we go, was Byron Murphy, if I'm not mistaken. Byron Murphy from the Minnesota Vikings, DB. And I'm going to see if I can get his PFF grades really quickly, because this is really telling. Here we go. It wasn't Byron Murphy. Damn. Was it Bynum? Maybe it was Cameron Bynum. Basically, what I wanted to get at here is that what Ben Johnson did too against the Vikings is he got Jahmyr Gibbs in open space. And the big thing I'm curious to know about this Ben Johnson offense, about DeAndre Swift, is can he replicate some of the plays that Jahmyr Gibbs has had against the Vikings? And where I think those two are similar, those two backs, and don't take this out of context, I'm not saying that Swift is Gibbs, but get those two guys in open field, and they are damn hard to get tackled. I think we saw that from DeAndre Swift. You get him in the open field, he is a tough son of a gun to bring down. Now, between the tackles, it's different. No doubt, it's way different. But if you get him in open space, if this new interior offensive line for the Bears can create those lanes, you get Swift in space, man, I like what he can do against some of these DBs, these linebackers. And see if he can pop off a big run. So I do like that aspect as well. The opportunity for open space yardage. And honestly, when I look at it, it's all the guys in the Bears offense. If Ben Johnson can scheme things open, Caleb Williams can play on time, get the ball out early enough to his playmakers to then create yards after the catch, there's opportunities, you guys. Because the strength of this Vikings defense, no doubt, is the front four. But the back end, there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions. So test them. Get them in one-on-one in space. Get DJ Moore the football early in a play. See if he can make a guy miss. Break through a tackle. Same thing for Luther Burden, when he gets opportunities. Rome Odunze as well. I'm curious. I really want to see when Colson Loveland gets his opportunities. And also in that game, I'm referencing more of the Soldier Field game, because the one again in Minnesota on Monday Night Football last year wasn't a game. You had Kron Amagaji starting. It was a disaster. But there were a lot of opportunities in the middle of the field on seam routes. We saw a big play happen to Cole Kmet versus Kansas City Chiefs, who played tonight against the Chargers, in that preseason game, seam route. Terrible defense by the Buffalo Bills, but I think there's going to be opportunities to capitalize on those similar type of plays in the middle of the field for Caleb Williams and his Bears offense. Ooh, I'm kind of getting amped up talking about this. I'm not going to lie. God, we have to wait all the way until Monday night for this game to happen. It sucks, but Yeah, it should be fun. Bears blast. Think DJ Moore is going to get some looks at running back with that thin room? I do. I don't think it's going to be, you know, anything outrageous in terms of the carries, but I do believe he's going to get some looks at RB. You don't practice that much and not get any looks. But even the plays I showed earlier from the All-22, I do expect to see those types of things. Get him in space, see if he can break a couple tackles, and go the distance. Also, when I was rewatching that game, guys, at Soldier Field, that went to overtime, Bears end up losing. Special teams killed the Bears. Absolutely killed the Bears. Do you guys remember that? It was one, Cairo Santos had a blocked field goal. Back-to-back weeks. He had the potential game winner blocked against the Green Bay Packers. Then it was blocked another week against the Minnesota Vikings. Yet DeAndre Carter, muff a punt. Vikings capitalize in plus Bears territory, score a touchdown. Special teams lost the Bears the game against the Minnesota Vikings last year. And when I was talking to Alec Lewis, who covers the Vikings for The Athletic, he was concerned about the Vikings special teams. So maybe the Bears get it paid forward in this matchup. Who knows? But that's something to monitor in week one, how special teams impacts this football game. We'll see. We shall see. All right, guys, we're going on close to 30 minutes here, and man, I'm feeling good. Like, you can probably hear it in my voice. I've been battling I don't even know what the hell this is, but the medicine is kicked in. I can finally do a show without sneezing and all this stuff. Went to a wedding this past weekend and last weekend, and it hit me like 2 days later, and God, it's been awful. But we're having fun doing the show. You guys are hanging out. Let's get to the final portion here. We got to give, we've been talking about this game for 30 minutes. There's got to be a prediction, right? Who's winning week one? Monday Night Football, Ben Johnson. I mean, first debut at Soldier Field in the regular season. Kevin O'Connell with J.J. McCarthy in his first regular season start. This is exciting stuff. Again, the line does have the Vikings favored. Not by much, but they are favored. Minus 122 right now on DraftKings. I have to get one of these gambling sites as a sponsor of the show. 43.5 is right now the line. Here's Bears Blast. I love it. We got some predictions. Yeah. Here, if you're tuning in right now, what's your Bears prediction? Put them in here. Bears Blast. We have Bears W 27-23. Love it. Put those predictions in here. I'll put them up on screen. But here's how I do have this game playing out. I was back and forth. To be completely honest, I was back and forth with this. And I told you about the legitimate concerns. I did. And they are legitimate. Diablo G. Whew, 35-10 in the comments here. Let's go. But it is week one. And I do believe that the Ben Johnson effect is going to carry over in this game just enough that the Bears do secure a victory, 23-20, close game, back and forth. You'll see some opportunity. You'll see some sequences where nobody's moving the football. You have obviously a first year starter in J.J. McCarthy. I know Kevin O'Connell's great, but there's still going to be growing pains. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, their first regular season game. There's going to be growing pains as well, but you added the three players on the interior for a reason. Right, they need to be able to handle what the Vikings are going to throw at them. It's Jonathan Allen, Hargrave, Grenard, Van Ginkle, all those guys. I like Darnell Wright on the right side. I'm curious to see what Braxton Jones looks like in week one. But Ben Johnson has had so much success against Brian Flores. And I do expect this offense to have success, even though it's their first ever game together in the regular season. There's going to be, like I said, there's going to be hiccups. But I do have the Bears winning this one slightly, 23-20. And like I said, I was back and forth. Is there a scenario in which this pass rush just overwhelms the Bears offensive line in this first game? absolutely there's that scenario. But right here, right now, Soldier Field, Monday Night Football, Bears get this W, 23-20, and go 1-0 in week one. So there's my game prediction. And now let's give some other predictions just for the 2025 NFL season to close out this show. Season prediction. I'm pretty sure going back, and I should have looked at it officially, but I had the Bears at 9-8. I still have the Bears at 9-8 on the season. And when you think about last year, winning 5 games, having opportunities to win a lot more, that is going to be significant. Now, I don't know if that gets them into the playoffs. I don't know. But 9-8 is a positive season for Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and this Bears team. So 9-8 is where I see them going. And, you know, the thing is for me, and I remember saying this watching training camp, watching the preseason, nothing that I saw made me say, yep, they're going over this. And that's all right. That's all right. And, you know, and maybe that's not the best way to judge it, but let's revisit this. Let's revisit this after the first 2 weeks. Actually, let's revisit this after the first quarter of the season. Because these are two tough matchups in your division against the Vikings and Lions. But 9-8 is a winning season, is a positive season for Caleb. It's a positive season for Ben. And that may just be enough to get you into the NFC playoff picture. Have to wait and see. For individual types of predictions, I didn't want to go crazy with this. But I did want to throw one out there that maybe is the most, I don't know, we'll just use the word out there prediction. I think Jaquan Brisker is in for a huge season, you guys. I truly believe that. And obviously the big thing with him, as it always has been, is health. But what you can't dispute, especially looking at how he started off the year last year, he was at a Pro Bowl trajectory. He was making tackles, making plays, and being an absolute force on that defense. I think with Dennis Allen, you're going to see some creative things with Jaquan Brisker. So this is on the, not expectation, but the caveat that Jaquan Brisker can stay relatively healthy. Avoid any concussions. He will be a Pro Bowler in 2025. There's one right there. Pro Bowler for Jaquan Brisker. And then I didn't want to put anything on Caleb right now because I feel like that's, I don't know, very common. But DeAndre Swift has been a very polarizing figure for Bears fans. Is he enough for Ben Johnson in this offense? Well, Ben Johnson, one of his recent press conferences, called him the spark. When the offense is having lapses, you need somebody like that. I think he goes over 1,000 yards rushing. Yeah. DeAndre Swift goes over 1,000 yards. You have a revamped offensive line. I don't think Ben Johnson's going to get away from running the football. I really don't. Even though he doesn't have the workhorses that he did in Detroit, DeAndre Swift, he was 2 years removed from Philadelphia where he went over 1,000 yards. I think he's capable of that, especially if you get those explosive plays. They start adding up. And the biggest adjustment here, his running between the tackles. Can Eric Bieniemy, the Bears running back coach, did he do enough to instill some different type of mentality for DeAndre Swift? And I think there's been signs, even in that preseason game against the Chiefs, that showed that. Just how he kind of lowered his shoulder to get that short yardage. How he's approaching in between the tackles. And then, like I said earlier, once he gets outside, good luck trying to tackle that guy. So those are two Bears predictions for you. One on offense, one on defense. 9-8 overall season, and the Bears get the W at Soldier Field on Monday Night Football. And then get ready to go to Detroit for week 2. Ben Johnson reunion. Man, what an exciting way to start the 2025 NFL season. Of course, that's if it goes the way Bears fans want it to go, with some victories to go along the way with these games. But regardless, it's going to be electric. I cannot wait to be at Soldier Field Monday Night Football to be covering the game for Marquee Sports Network. So also a plug and shout out to them. Make sure when you're not tuning in here, you can go check out all the amazing Bears coverage at MarqueeSportsNetwork.com. You'll see all my written work. you'll see when Scott and I are, one, talking about the game or recapping the game immediately after locker room availability. We'll be on TV there, street, like all this stuff. So let's go. 2025 NFL season is here. I'm amped up, and you guys should be too. So I'm looking at the scores too. Look, I figure with this being a Bears-oriented podcast, there wouldn't be anybody selecting the Vikings, but I don't think that has to be homerism by any means. Like, even Alec Lewis, when he was on the show yesterday, he picked the Vikings to win and said the same exact things, but we both have our concerns. We both have our reasons for optimism and what could play out in week one. But, guys, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a good one. And I'm really... really just tone setter, right? You come out flat at home against a division rival. That's one way to deflate a season before it really gets started. But you go out at Soldier Field, set the tone against your division rival, and come out with a victory. You're going to have the whole city behind you, and we'll see what happens in week two against the Detroit Lions. But that would be electric, you guys. So that's where we're going to end it, though, you guys. I appreciate everyone for tuning in, hanging out, listening to the show live. And for all the audio listeners, the show will be out there on the podcast platforms in just a couple of minutes here. But that's going to do it. Bears prediction, Monday Night Football. Also, you know, maybe after the show, does this look work? I literally don't have the light on in front of me, but I don't know. Like I said, it kind of sets the vibe. Might want to go with this moving forward, but we'll see. Always looking for feedback from you guys and just wanting to make this show better in any way that I can. But hey, that's going to do it. Week one preview show, Bears Vikings. Let's go. But hey, I'll tune in, you know, obviously sooner rather than later. There's going to be injury reports that come out. Maybe they've already come out. I haven't seen Twitter in a second. And you know what? Maybe before I log off here, let's see if there has been any updates. Oh, here we go. Injury report Friday. Here we go. We're going to include this in the show. Damn. TJ Edwards, DNP. Roshan Johnson, DNP. Did not practice for those. Josh Blackwell was limited with a groin. Jalen Johnson, limited with a calf and groin. Kyle Manungai, limited with a hamstring. Full participant, Devin Duvernay and Dominique Robinson. TJ Edwards is dealing with the hamstring. Roshan Johnson with the foot injury. So there's your injury report there, you guys, for Friday. Yeah, I would be... I would be expecting... Let's see. What does it say? Yeah. I would be expecting that TJ Edwards misses this game. That's huge. I'm not going to lie. That is huge. And I know I made this prediction saying with or without the injuries or with the injuries, whatever ends up happening, Bears just need to be better stopping the run. They couldn't stop it with TJ. I mean, they doesn't make it easier to stop it without it. But we're going to end on that. There was your Friday injury report news. And we'll see. There's also going to be a practice tomorrow as well. On Saturday, obviously Bears have off Sunday and then play a game on Monday night. All right, guys, everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy football tonight. Enjoy college football tomorrow. Go Hawks, Cy-Hawks here, Iowa State. Come on. Let's go Hawks. All right, you guys, that's going to do it. See you guys later.
Bend over to your right.
What the f*** was that?
What's up, Bears fans?
People want to hear me talk.